Tamar and Bahar in Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. Parashas Bahar discusses Mitzvah Shemitah and Mitzvah Yovel every seventh year. Of course, we're in the middle of a Shemitah year. And every 50th year is a Yovel year. Now, Shemitah, like Shabbos, reminds us that Hashem created the world. Hashem tells us not to work on Shabbos, and Hashem tells us not to work on the Shemitah year. The land belongs to Hashem. He sets down the rules and regulations. Yovel, all the lands return to their original owners. The slaves are freed. And that reminds us that Hashem not only created the world, but the world is His with a capital H, and we have to act accordingly. When we look in the previous parasha, Parashas Emor, at the Chagim, we have three full aliyahs of the Chagim. And we see there that the Yomim Tovim are even more than a historical account and a re-experiencing of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Anani HaKavod, Sukkos Mamish, Matan Torah, but a less known aspect of the Chagim involves their agricultural significance. Each of the Chagim is an agricultural milestone, and each one, if you look at the Mishnah, second Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, each one is a Yom Hadin. There are 4 days of judgment. One we know is Rosh Hashanah. The other three are the Shalosh Regalim, which we'll discuss in a minute. Now, the Sfarno tells us that every Yontif is a time to thank Hashem for what we have and an opportunity to daven going forward. And it's a Yom Hadin. So therefore, it makes sense that we want to daven for continued success in each area. Sukkot is Yom HaDin for water and rain. Pesach is Yom HaDin for Peros Ha'aretz v'Tvuah, for the grains and the produce. And Shavuos is Yom HaDin for Perot Ha'ilan, the fruit of the trees. And each one of the Chagim gives us a chance to reflect and appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. Thank Hashem for His brachos, and use it as an opportunity to daven that we should have continued success in all areas. Let's look at the Yomim Tovim one by one. Sukkot, we said, is Yom HaDin for the rain. Sukkot is also Chag HaAsif. It's when you gather in all of your produce. You just had made millions. 450 million cucumbers. You're the biggest cucumber dealer in the world. So now is an opportunity, Sukkot even more than the other Yomim Tovim. Hashem says, take those leftover cucumber plants, put it on top of your, turn it into schach, leave your house for a week so that you understand that your great success in business is all from me, Hashem. Now, we also have to daven. We have to thank Hashem for what we have, for the tremendous produce, for the income. And now daven, it's Yom HaDin on the water. And Hashem gives a special mitzvah in each and every yontif. The special mitzvah on Sukkot is Nisuch HaMayim. Usually we pour wine on the Mizbeach. Now we pour water, that we should have bracha in water. It should be a rainy year, and next year should be as successful or even more successful as this year was. Pesach is Chag HaAviv. It's the Yom HaDin on the Tvuah. And we have two extra mitzvahs on the second day of Pesach. We have a Korban HaOmer, and we have an Issa Chadash. We can't eat from the new grains until we bring the Korban HaOmer. Just like we can't eat an apple until we make a Borei Priya Eitz, we have to recognize that the grains and the produce, everything is from Hashem. We can't eat anything until we bring the Korban HaOmer. Hashem tells us in Rosh Hashanah Dat Tezayin, bring Korban HaOmer, so that the Tzvuah Ta'aretz, the produce, will be blessed. So we will have a schus for the Yom HaDin of Pesach. Moving on to Shavuos is Chag HaKatzir. The grains, the produce is ready to be cut. We have to thank Hashem for the great schus of having the produce. And it's Yom HaDin for Peros HaIlan. Hashem says, "Use a special mitzvah, bring the Shtei HaLechem, and through bringing the Korban, the Shtei HaLechem, which is the Korban brought on Shavuos, will have bracha in the Peros HaIlan." So each and every step is recognizing that everything is from Hashem, thanking Hashem, davening for more. And then there's one step. Because right in the middle of all the Chagim, in Parashas Emor, we have a mitzvah called Leket and Peah, When you're cutting the produce, leave a corner of the field for the poor. Something falls, you have to leave it for the ani. We have the matnas ani, we have the tzedakah. And the Sfarno explains, you have a lot of produce, you had a lot of success. You want to keep that produce, you want to keep your income, you want the money that you have to be blessed. Now we need to share. We need to recognize this from Hashem, we need to thank Hashem, we need to ask Hashem for continued success, and we need to share with those who don't. Yeah.